I'm joined in studio, and delighted, I have to say, to be joined in studio on this gorgeous day by Pauline Neville. You all know Pauline. She's a local artist. And Pauline has an exhibition coming up on the 30th of June. Pauline, you're most welcome.
Thank you very much for having me on the show.
It's lovely to have you here. It's lovely to have you here. Pauline, I've seen I've gone through your paintings and I've looked at your paintings. Absolutely magnificent. Where's your inspiration coming from?
Y'all, I live in a beautiful place. I live by the sea. And I look around me and I go home and I paint.
And is that everything? Would it always be yours?
I think so. I think when you subconsciously you take in what's around you, and then when you sit down to paint, what do you paint? Only what's in your head. So yeah. It has to be your surroundings, and we live in a very beautiful place.
Yeah, a lot of your work, as I say again, on the all theme, is the sea. Do you find the sea particularly difficult to paint?
I paint in season. I wouldn't paint an autumn scene of trees and leaves this time of the year, because I think you're all the time, even without realising it, you're taking in your surrounding. So this time of the year I would be painting the sea, because it's summer and the beach is beautiful. Whereas if it was the autumn, I might go up Killer Woods and paint the trees.
Right. Yeah.
You know, it depends on where you are. I believe in painting in season. If you ask me to paint a winter scene and snow, I actually couldn't do it today, because I'm not in that mode or in that place.
So you have to be sort of almost in that environment.
I think that's the way I work. Others
right.
might be different.
Yeah, but I presume all artists are different. Do you know what I mean? So from that point of view. Now, you have the exhibition coming up on the 30th of June.
Yes,
from 8 p.m.
I'd love you all to come and see it.
Yeah.
Yeah, to converse, to engage, just to look and to enjoy and tell me what you think and, you know.
Now, do you have a lot of work to do to get that together? In other words, do you have a sort of a bank of paintings that you say, oh yeah, or do you actually have to sort of say, I need to do this, I need to do that, I need to finish this painting?
No, if I say I need to do it, I end up doing nothing. I built up a lot of work in lockdown, because obviously the shop was closed and I had a lot of free time. So I built up a bank of work, but there is an awful lot of work that I would never finish, only that I have an exhibition and I can't put up my half-baked cakes, as I call them. I have to finish something, I have to show something.
And going back to your half-baked cakes, do you have many of them? In other words, like, would you ever sort of start a painting and sort of say, oh, no, it's just not working, I'm fed up with it,
Yeah, all the time, and leave it, and so what? And that's grand, it's only a painting, there's no one dead, it's fine, leave it there.
And do you
It'll
come back
dry.
To it?
Yes, I might come back to it, and then I might just paint over it. I'd gesso it with white and paint over it if it didn't work.
Right.
Because the first few hours, I think, when you're painting a painting is when you get the essence of it. You see, when you're painting, you're taking in everything around you. You're using the paint. You're assimilating it in your head, and the energy is coming out through your hands, and you're creating this picture, basically. And, you know, if you can't go back to that mode, or that doesn't work, or you're not in the humour, that's why I paint in the morning, because if you've too much in the day, your head isn't in it in the night. And if you go back to something, sometimes it doesn't work. And it's not that you get the colour wrong, because there's techniques for that. You can put bits of paint on the back of the canvas to tell you what colours you used. And you'd know, if you're long enough painting, you know what you'd use. But the idea would pass, the moment would pass. So leave the canvas there, so what? You can paint over it.
And you wouldn't go back to that then at some stage?
I might, and I mightn't.
Yeah.
Now, I might put them at the bottom of the stairs, and when I come down the stairs, I might look at it and say, oh, yeah, I could put a ship in there. Now, couldn't it be nice? No, I shouldn't have done that. And then I could change it, give it a few more hours.
Right. And I said, when you have a blank canvas, right, so you're about to start painting, do you know what's going to come out at the end?
No, because then you're all controlled, and then you're trying to do it right, and then you're trying to have the finished product. It's not a race to the finish. You build up a painting. Now, technically and structurally, you have to get certain things right, but you're going on a journey, and when you're painting away, you kind of go with it.
Right.
So it's... No,
and with your typical painting, how long does that journey take? We'll say from the day you sort of get out the canvas and you're ready to go to when it's ready. I know it's probably variable now. But
it's variable, but I wrote the hours down on the back of one day, and I spent 24 hours on the painting. That would be an average.
Yeah.
And the best part of the painting would be done in the first 3 or 4 hours. You'd know then you were going right. And then you leave it dry, because I do mostly oil painting. Then you come back to it another day.
And then when you come back to it another day, now, because I'm not a painter, so I just want to get the idea here. When you come back to it another day, is it still with the original idea, or does that idea change?
It could change slightly. But it'd either be a landscape, a seascape, or, you know, whatever. Yeah, it could be a bit abstract too, but it depends. It all depends on the humour, really.
Doesn't everything in life. Let's go back to when did you decide you were a painter?
Well, I didn't do art in school because I wanted to be a pop singer. But that didn't really work out. So
yeah, I can't see your name here in any of the banks of songs here.
No. But so when I was about 17 or 18, I just started painting. But you see, when I was a child, my mother always drew everything. So we thought it was a natural thing that, you know, that everyone could do art and could make things and could draw. I just thought everyone did that. So I kind of took it up as a hobby about 18. And now I'm 58. So imagine announcing on your radio my age. Gentleman ever asked a woman her age. So that's 40 years of trial and error and practice. And anyway, it's all good, isn't it?
Absolutely brilliant. Yeah. No, your paintings are absolutely fabulous.
Yeah, but anyone should do it, really. It's very good for your mental health because it takes you out of the thinking mind because you're so absorbed in the painting. I think gardening is like that too. The energy comes down out of your head and it goes out your hands. And the same with baking, with anything. That you're occupied. You're not living in your head.
Yeah.
Absence of occupation is no rest, and a vacant mind is a mind distressed.
You didn't write that.
No, I think Wordsworth wrote that. I'm not sure. Don't quote me on it, but I didn't write it, no.
No, absolutely. And I mean, listening to music, I can tell you, is the same thing.
It's just the same thing. You get absorbed. You've gone into that place and you're not thinking and analysing and you're just living, creating, you're just being.
Yeah. So Ger Landers has just texted in to say you're absolutely brilliant.
Thanks very much, Ger. I give you the fiver later.
I think it might be gone up, you know, you wouldn't know.
Really, I suppose so.
How many paintings have you on the night?
I think I have about 37.
Have you?
Yeah, I think I have, yeah.
Arranging in size, sort of sizes?
Most of them are, the inside canvas is 20 inches by 30 inches, but then there is about 10 of them that are 39 inch square and a frame on that, so they're bigger.
They're
big ones, yeah. And there's a few small ones.
And do you find, you know, when you start, do you find, I'm going to do a small one today or I'm going to do a big one today? I know you have to have
it. It depends on what I'm doing. If I was doing a lily pond now, I'd have to do a big one because it wouldn't take it in a small one. You wouldn't get the effect. Do you know what I mean?
I do, yeah.
And if you were starting abstract and putting an idea into it, you could go on any size you like. If you were painting, I did one time, a very big one, just the ocean and nothing else. That wouldn't work if you painted it small. It would look stupid.
Yeah, it would. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's according to what it is.
I always feel you can hide the mistakes in the small ones.
I think they're harder to do.
Are they?
I think you have to be more precise. But you wouldn't flow enough with the tiny ones. You want to be. You know. you know yourself.
I don't because I'm not a painter. I could hardly draw a dog for you.
Well, you have your own gifts and everyone have their own gifts.
Some of us have to discover ours yet. But anyway, so we're talking about the 30th of June at 8
p.m. Yeah, and I'd love everyone to come, yeah.
Everyone to come.
At Scott's, upstairs in the gallery at Scott's. And there'll be a few surprises on the night. We'll have a few mystery guests on the night and we'll have a bit of poetry on the night. And we'll have an interesting MC on the night, I hope. She will turn up, so... That's good. It should be fun.
Absolutely.
And we'll have something to eat, sure. And we might have a cup of tea. And sure, you'd never know. There might be a little bit of alcohol. It could be anything there.
And you've sold it.
Very good. And I'd love to see you all. You're very welcome. The more, the merrier.
Look, Pauline, thanks a million for that. Absolutely great to have you here.
Thanks very much for having me. I'm very grateful.